Titus 3 and verse 9. The apostle says, "But avoid foolish controversies and genealogies and arguments and quarrels about the law, because these are unprofitable and useless." Titus 3 and verse 9. But of course, it opens with the word "but." It's a contrasting word. Therefore, we have to know what's gone before. Well, we have verse 8. "I want you to stress these things, so that those who have trusted in God may be careful to devote themselves to doing what is good. These things are excellent and profitable for everyone, but avoid foolish controversies," and so on. And again, when you go to verse 8, "And I want you to stress these things," you have to go back and ask what these things are. Well, as we've seen, beginning at verse 3, the apostle has been explaining to Titus that he might explain to the elders and the believers in Crete, and setting out for us for all time, the glorious redemption that we who are in Christ, the glorious redemption that we have experienced. We are by nature, as he says in verse 3, foolish, disobedient, deceived and enslaved in all kinds of passions and pleasures and lusts, malice, envy, bitterness, hatred, cut off from God, dead in trespasses and sins, and so on. As he says in Ephesians chapter 2 and verses 1 to 3, we are dead in trespasses and sins, under the wrath of God. We too, by nature, are the children of wrath, even as others. And then verse 4, "But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared." You get the same in Ephesians 2, verse 4. "But the love of God, the grace of God," and so on. And what we have from verse 4 and on is the glorious redemption of the triune God, his plan, purpose, and accomplishment for his elect, bringing his people out of slavery, out of sin, out of degradation, out of bondage, out of death, out of corruption, out of ruin, into the glorious liberty of the sons of God, washed from sins, justified in the grace of God by the blood and righteousness of Jesus, regenerated by the Spirit, brought to trust the Savior, and brought to become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. "And these things," says the apostle, this is a trustworthy saying, "and these are the things you must stress, these are the things you must preach, these are the things you must speak about, talk about, think about, converse about, pray about. Set your heart upon these things. These are the things to produce holiness of life, that those who have trusted in God may be careful to devote themselves to doing what is good. Not simply to preach for holiness, but to preach Christ, and that will lead to holiness. To preach redemption, regeneration, the renewal, the redemption of God's grace, by God's grace, the great work of Christ. Preach these things, stress these things, that this will lead to the believers growing in grace and in the knowledge of Christ. But avoid foolish controversies." Now, what are these foolish controversies and genealogies and arguments and quarrels about the law? Well, whatever they are, they're side issues. They're small affairs. They're not right into this very central stuff here of the great doctrine of redemption and redeeming love, redeeming mercy, redeeming grace, the work of Christ, the work of the Spirit. These are the things to concentrate on. Everything else outside of that is really boils down to these side issues. And even when we speak on other matters, which we have to, we should always be drawing things to Christ and pointing to Christ, for he is in all the Scriptures. The context of Titus will tell us what the apostle is speaking about here. You remember in chapter 1, from verse 9, Paul has said that the elders who must be appointed must hold firmly to the trustworthy message, as it has been taught, that is by the apostles, of course, so that he can encourage others by sound doctrine and refute those who oppose it. For there are many rebellious people, mere talkers and deceivers. This is what he's speaking about here. Don't just become a talker and a deceiver, especially those, he says, of the circumcision group. These law teachers were spreading right throughout the New Testament churches. They must be silenced because they are ruining whole households by teaching things that they ought not, and so on. It's this Jewish teaching. And again, you get it here in verse 9 of chapter 3. Foolish controversies, genealogies, arguments and quarrels about the law. These things are unprofitable and useless. We can broaden this. A man might be a great expert on the fine details of the visions of Daniel or the frogs of the Revelation or whatever it might be. He might be a master at those things, or think he is. He might be able to sort out all the numbers, the numerology, as he thinks there is in the Bible, and all the rest of it. But my friend, what we should be concentrating on in our own individual lives, and in our preaching ministry, in our writing ministry, in our talking ministry, and all of us brothers and sisters are ministers of Christ. We're all priests of the new covenant. We're all in the priesthood of all believers. We should be concentrating on these weighty matters connected with the redeeming work of the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, the great redemption, the glorious accomplishments of Christ, the regenerating power of the Spirit. Stress Christ and the gospel, the redeeming work, the regenerating work, the love and kindness and mercy of God. These are the things to produce holiness. Now, of course, this plays very forcibly into the current debate about New Covenant theology. You know, Covenant theologians, the Reformed men, say that we must go under the law for sanctification. Well, there's no mention of the law in this passage or in this book at all, except this: avoid it, avoid it. The law won't produce sanctification. Grace, the gospel, redemption, mercy, kindness, love, these are the great things to stress, says the apostle. Don't go for these unprofitable things. Don't go into side issues. And we must be a sanctified people, my brother and sister in Christ, in our families, in our individual lives, in our homes, in our churches and assemblies, in our business place, in our recreations, in our private and public affairs. We must be a godly people. These are the things that the apostle wants. Christ has saved us that he might make us conformable to himself. And these are the things we should stress. Not these side issues, foolish controversies, genealogies, arguments and quarrels about the law, because they are unprofitable and useless. God make me a profitable and useful believer. God make us all profitable and useful Christians. Useful and profitable to the glory of God, the good and edification of the saints, and even to the saving of sinners. Therefore, let us avoid foolish controversies, genealogies, arguments and quarrels about the law, or other side issues which do not promote this glorious edification of the saints and the salvation of sinners. May God give us wisdom in this area. It is an essential matter. May we learn from the apostle here and avoid the negatives here. Let us keep away from them and stress and stress and stress again and again the positives of these glorious redeeming works of God, the glorious plan, purpose, and accomplishment of the triune God. For his glory. Amen.